Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly empowerment, your motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, oh my gosh, Coach Adams, I'm clueless. What am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and the focus is that you would be more equipped to work your vision, whatever that may be. Achieve your goals and live out your dreams. Wow, I must admit, each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is truly rich and empowering. If I don't say so myself, but that's what you say. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, past show episodes are always available for your convenience online on demand at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. We have been in our Shape Up series for the past couple of weeks, and last week we spoke about life requires that we are courageous on our journey. The week before, the power of the right circle. The week before that, we had a dynamic in-studio guest talking about the relentless pursuit of a dream. And I want you to know and be reminded, again, each episode and installment of Motivational Mondays is insightful. So if you've missed any of them, you definitely want to go on demand and listen in so that you can benefit from the richness that is shared week to week. Allow me, Coach Adams, to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject. And then we will open our programming lines up for your audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and your comments. We love the interactive dynamic. This lends to a richness that we can only bring in when you participate. So we encourage you, don't be scared, don't be shy. You have a question, you have a comment, that is your time. Get some live coaching and some support. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Well, guess what? On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to, that's right, you guessed it, shape up and win. And before we jump right on into today's installment, I have a thought that I want you to ponder. Did you know that 9 out of 10 people never live their dreams? Ouch! 9 out of 10 people never live their dreams. Now, this is a topic worth sharing with others. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, take a moment to invite someone to today's show to share with you. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, an email, a fax, go old school, whatever you need to do. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your continued support with expanding our outreach. We couldn't do it without you, and we are so grateful for you. You share it just once, that broadens the base of individuals that are aware of this richness that's happening every week. Well, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, tablets, laptops, did I say tablets already? I did, right? Laptops, desktops, smartphones with your notes, whatever it is. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it is time to shape up and win, and we are focusing and giving more time in our Shape Up series. And today's topic is, are you ready for this? This is truly a thought to ponder. Tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. You know, it's interesting because as a young girl growing up, I would hear tomorrow is not promised. And I didn't quite have a clear perception and conception around, okay, what does this exactly mean, tomorrow is not promised? Because it's not until we reach a certain phase in our lives that we even deal with this concept of tomorrow not being promised. But I must admit that I literally faced this reality up close and personal, and I face this reality when my dad was diagnosed with esophageal cancer. And I'm an only child. And so the thought of losing my dad was so not even on my radar. But we knew that we had something that was really serious that we had to face, and that was this recovery. And I remember today, like it happened yesterday, and it's been, oh my gosh, wow, over 20 years ago now, that when I took my dad in, he had a series of actual treatments with this diagnosis, and he had to start out with radiation, he had chemotherapy, and then the last stage on his journey was he had to have surgery. The surgery was risky because of the aggressive treatment pathway that they took him on at that time, having radiation and chemotherapy because of the effects of how that affects your body, and then going into surgery. But the doctors at the time felt like this was the best course of action for my dad to battle and be able to be, you know, in a better place around this diagnosis. And the reality of tomorrow is not promised really set in with me at a whole different level. Being that I was on this journey, walking along this journey with my dad from the diagnosis, the treatment, all the way through. And I remember the day that I took him in for his procedure, for his surgery. And on that very day, I realized the magnitude and the power of words, unlike I had experienced. And I had a number of different, you know, realities around the power of words. I've written a very powerful piece on the power of words, a part of the Change book number 14. It is available if you're interested. Let me know. Let our team know. And so I have a great connection with the power of words. And I understand that life and death is truly in the power of the tongue, what we speak and those words that we allow to be deposited in our emotional bank account. But I saw the effects of the words that were spoken to my dad, because obviously the doctors have to give you the reality from their point of view as scientists that, one, if you make it off the operating table, you're going to have a tough recovery, and that if you make it off is the first thing, or two, you may not make it off the operating table. You may not survive this level of process. And so when my dad went in for surgery, and I'm really building a case around tomorrow is not promised, so just stay connected with me. My dad went into this procedure, and you could see the terror in his eyes. I could see the fear, the terror, the doom and gloom around this reality of not that he'll have a difficult recovery, because that, in my opinion, was not the reality that he was processing around as it related to those words and the power and the magnitude of those words that were spoken, but rather he was focused in on, you may not make it off the table, the operating room, the operating table. And so for him, the diagnosis of this surgery and you may not make it off the table was doom and gloom. And so the reality was, although physically he made it off of the table, he came off of the table in that impaired state, a semi-comatose state, because of the heaviness and the weight of those words that were spoken by the doctors, which were great authorities over this situation, and their words carried weight, and that's all that my dad heard. How many of us can we relate to someone saying something to us, and they give us two scenarios, but we gravitate onto one, and all we hear is this one side depending on our worldview. But I realized with that process and in that moment that truly what we take so for granted, that we're going to live and have breath in our bodies another day, that now I understood, because of being on that journey with my dad, that the reality is, the harsh reality is that tomorrow is not promised. Many of us assume that we're going to have tomorrow. We feel entitled that we're going to have tomorrow, but no one knows, quote unquote, when our number will be called, and it is now our sunset. And so I wanted to really allow us to process around this thought of tomorrow is not promised, as it relates to living out our dreams, as it relates to achieving our goals and working our vision. Because I deal with so often in my coaching practice with individuals who really struggle with a number of things around this concept and this process of tomorrow not being promised. We often want to put off for tomorrow what we can do today. But what if we don't have tomorrow? Have you ever wondered if your life ended today, would you be pleased with your end result? If your life ended today, would you be pleased with your end result? Because again, the reality is, and we spoke it at the top of our time together, 9 out of 10 people never live their dreams. I don't know what your dream is. I do know what my dream is. And I was having a conversation just today around some of what we're talking about. And I don't want my sunset to come and I never lived out my dreams. Just the thought of not fulfilling my destiny, the thought of not reaching my full capacity, really stirs something up on the inside of me. And when I understand the statistics and what they are, that 98% of people die without fulfilling their dreams. 98% of people. You know, it's interesting because I heard a quote from Dr. Miles Monroe, who has since passed on, but boy, has he left a legacy. I trust that there are no regrets there because he lived a full life on purpose for the kingdom. And I heard him saying something to the effect of, the graveyard is the richest plot of land. The graveyard is the richest plot of land. You may be thinking, well, why is the graveyard the richest plot of land? Why is that the richest plot of land? Dr. Miles Monroe would go on to say that the graveyard is the richest plot of land because dead dreams, visions, and ideas were buried there. There were books that were meant to be written that were buried there. There were inventions that were meant to come forth that were buried there. There were businesses that were meant to be started and to be birthed that were buried there. There were scripts that were buried there. There were movies that were buried there. I can go on and on and on and on and on about the various things that were meant to be birthed. But someone didn't fight to live out their dream. And that really stirs something in me because I am a dream builder. And I am one that truly, a part of my mission in life is to empower and equip and support others that you would truly fulfill your dream, living out your destiny. And you know, it causes me to really process around why is it that people do not reach their goals, do not live out their dreams, they don't work their vision. And I have found that, and I speak this often in my Shape Up and Win live workshop, that clarity is key. We have to be able to envision from the inside out, and many of us, because we're not clear, we don't have clarity around what we desire. We can't see what we really want, the very details of that. And so because we can't see it, we never accomplish it. You know, if someone was to speak a word in another language to you, that you had never heard before, and you didn't understand that word, you would not be able to move and take action on whatever was spoken because you were not clear. And many of us, we have a vision that we're wanting to bring forth and that we're wanting to work, but we don't see it clearly. We have dreams that we want to live out, but yet we don't fully see. We don't have that clarity around what we desire. We want to achieve goals that we don't quite get and understand, and maybe in some cases, it's because what we desire is woulda, coulda, shoulda. And it's not truly from a place of passion and desire, but rather it's woulda, coulda, shoulda. And so I want to first challenge you to evaluate why this particular vision, why this vision, why the achievement of these particular goals, why are you focused on the goals that you have set before you? Why these dreams? Why is this dream important? Get clear. Get the clarity that you need around what you desire. Don't just want to do something for the sake of wanting to do it. Because if we're not clear about what we want, we will not be able to move on what we want. You know, we oftentimes we kind of, sort of, kind of know, you know, it's just like a man or a woman who desires a relationship and they desire to get married. And it's like, well, what are you looking for in a mate? And they can't tell you what they're looking for. There's no clarity around that desire. But when we get clear, and I remember this because I had to move a number of years ago, and I was looking for a new place, and I have an extensive background in real estate and property management, and because of that background, I was looking for a back house. And this was one of my touchstones on my journey, little touching points that I can say, wow, and I learned the lesson of you have to grow and be clearer around what you desire in that vision. And I wanted a back house, and I wanted it to be a nice environment and modern. And so I didn't even process around what city do I want this back house to be in. And I found this back house, and I knew that it was going to meet the needs of what I was looking for at that particular time. But the reality was, it was in an area that wasn't attractive to me. I had never lived in that area of the city, so there was a discomfort. And yet this back house met the criteria of what I was looking for at the time: affordability. It was a back house. It allowed me to have that place of refuge that I was looking for in a comfortable environment. It actually had just been designed about a year or so before. They had only one person there. They did a nice job at this little back house, but it was in a city that wasn't as favorable for me, that psychological environment of that. And I realized that as we pursue our vision and our achievement of our goals and want to live out our dreams, that we have to be really clear on what we desire. And that is exactly why many of us will not achieve our goals, as we're speaking about this reality of tomorrow not being promised. And what is it that holds one back from not reaching their dreams? Understanding the staggering statistics, and when I tell you the statistics are staggering, as I get tongue-tied there, the reality of 98% of people die without fulfilling their dreams. There is a large percentage of people that are just moving through life. They're not satisfied. They're not fulfilled, because when you are living life on purpose, and you are fulfilling your dreams and your desires, life is fulfilling. It really is. When you're not, there's resentment that comes up. You're disenchanted with life. You're dissatisfied often. You feel frustrated. You don't know why. But frustration, when we understand what frustration is, and I learned this so clearly from my mentors, frustration is a barrier to our goal. But if you don't even know what the goal is, the frustration is even greater because you don't even know what the target is. And this, again, is one of the things that I'm constantly supporting those in my coaching practice with, that we have to be clear and we have to have clarity around our vision. We have to have clarity around what are our desires, around our goals, because if we don't have that clarity, we're just moving about life, and this is a part of why we will not work our vision, we will not achieve our goals, and we will not live our dreams, because the clarity that's needed is lacking. And so when we're looking at tomorrow is not promised, I want to challenge you, our global listening audience, and I thank you so much for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I want us to be reminded that 9 out of 10 people never live their dreams. Ouch! 9 out of 10 people. Don't be the 9 out of 10. Be that one individual that is living your dreams. The statistics are staggering, but it starts with today. Why? Because tomorrow is not promised. Don't get into that mindset that is, I can do it tomorrow, I can do it tomorrow, I can do it tomorrow. No, tomorrow is not promised. And as I stated earlier, and I want you to really process around this, have you ever wondered, if your life ended today, would you be pleased with your end result? If your life ended today, would you be satisfied with what you have accomplished? Don't take what's in you to the grave. As Dr. Miles Monroe would say, that the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Don't add to the graveyard. Make an impact here while you're alive on earth, whatever it is that you are to bring forth. Don't be a part of that 98% that die without fulfilling their desires, that die without fulfilling their dreams. All we know for certain is the date of our birth, that we come into this world on a specific day. We know that we will leave this world on a specific day, this earth on a specific day. But when that day is, we don't know. But for each of us, we have a day of birth and we have a day of closing out here on earth. We have a sunrise and we have a sunset. But what we are in control of, and this gets me so excited, what we are in control of is that little dash in between. And so the question is, what will you do with your dash? What will you do with that time in between your sunrise and your sunset? Understanding and raising your level of consciousness to this fact that tomorrow, oh my gosh, it's not promised. Today could be your last and final day. Would you be pleased with your end results? Would you be satisfied with what you have accomplished? I know for me, I'm fighting every day to fulfill my destiny. You know, just the thought of being here, having life in my body, knowing that there is a specific assignment in which I was created for, and I don't fulfill that assignment. So my life is continuously moving in the direction of that. I'm not perfect. I don't get it right every day. I can relate to the struggle. I'm in the trenches with you. But as your coach, I want to be here to support you so that together we're moving forward. We're clear on our targets. Clarity is the reason why many do not fulfill their dreams. So we have to have that clarity. We have to envision it. It has to be clear. We have to separate from fear and doubt. The number two reason why people do not reach their dreams, they're afraid or they have doubt. They're afraid of stepping out. They're afraid of what's on the other side, that false evidence that appears real. False evidence appearing real. So it causes us to doubt and we don't step out. If you don't know the answers, it's okay. Take a risk anyway. Because remember, tomorrow is not promised. And if you fall down, so what? Get back up. Don't stay there. Get up. Brush yourself off. As the old saying would be, get back on that horse. Get back in the ring. You know, what I've grown to realize is that many of us, we're bitter because we're sitting on the sidelines of life. I share this often. You know, it's easy to, quote unquote, coach from the sidelines. You know, you can tell and say, oh, I would have done this differently, and oh, they should have done this, and they should have done that, and they should have But you're sitting on the sidelines. You're not even on the field. You're not even on the court in the game of life. And I must say, I love this game. This is a term I got from my mentors, and when they say it, I get it. I absolutely love this game known as life, the vibrancy, the uncertainty. Yes, I make mistakes along the way, but don't we all? I mean, really, come on. But don't let that stop you from stepping out. Don't allow the fear and the doubt of the uncertainty prevent you from fully engaging in life. You know, my pastor, Bishop Kenneth C. Ulmer, often will say that we have to participate in our miracle. Life is interactive. You know, even when you're playing a video game, guess what? The video game doesn't just play and you get the results to the win. No, you got to grab the joystick and you got to engage and interact with it. So whatever the game is, whatever your desire is, whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are that you're fighting to achieve, whatever your dreams are, you have to engage. It's interactive. Life is interactive. It's an interactive process. So you cannot allow fear and doubt to hold you back. You know, all of us have fears, but I challenge you, redefine your fears. Allow it to work for you instead of against you. You know, a mother will tell you, anybody mess with her baby cub, oh, she's going at it. It doesn't matter what's coming her way. This energy, and she could be afraid, but she redefines it. There could be a great threat, but she redefines it. Instead of allowing it to paralyze, she becomes, quote unquote, Superwoman. She becomes Captain Marvel. She gets this superpower that kicks in. So she doesn't allow the fear to paralyze her, but rather she, in that moment, redefines the fear. And so I want to challenge you, whatever has you afraid on your journey, don't look up and have regret, because tomorrow is not promised. All we have is today. And I challenge you to live each day as if it were your last. I don't know how many people didn't wake up last night, but what I know is that there are many who thought they had another day, and they didn't wake up. They did not wake up, but they went to bed thinking they had another day. Someone crossed the street and got hit by a bus. And before they crossed that street, thought for sure, I have another day. And so many of us, we will put off things for this next day. Oh, I'll take care of it another day, another day, another day, another day. And so what we do is we stay in our comfort zone. Why we don't achieve our dream, why we don't work our vision, why do we not achieve our goals, live our dreams? Because we allow fear and doubt to keep us in our comfort zone. We're not willing to be stretched and challenged. You know, one of the greatest life lessons that I have learned to date is that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And so whatever your journey is, and I'm truly on a faith journey, whatever your journey looks like, you have to step out of your comfort zone. And in order for you to step out of your comfort zone, you have to be okay with taking risks. Many times we don't step out because of those fears and that doubt. We don't want to be challenged because where I am, at least I know what to expect where I am. But yet, we're not living life at its fullest. And we're resentful. We're bitter. We're frustrated. We're murmuring. We're complaining. But yet, we're not willing to take a risk. You know, whatever that may look like, your vision could take you to a different city. Better yet, it could take you to a different state. It could take you to a different country. Are you willing to go? Are you willing to stretch out of your comfort zone? A very dear associate of mine, she has great business opportunities, and actually it's a school, it's an organization that she started in Kenya. She didn't know that life would take her to Kenya, but yet she's doing an amazing work in Kenya. She has started a school, I Can Fly International, you know, and God is doing some amazing things through her vision. But in talking to her and understanding her story, she didn't jump up and say, woohoo, I want to go to Kenya to not have the American conveniences that we have here. Just using the bathroom is different in Kenya than it is in the States. But yet, she went where her vision took her, and she's making an amazing impact in the lives of these young girls through her organization, I Can Fly International. And so we have to be willing to stretch out of our comfort zone. I remember when I was in property management full time many years ago. I've been out of the industry full time, wow, over 20 years in consulting in the same industry. Now, and with a contract that I've had for a few years and others that I've supported and served in the time that I've been out of the industry full time. But I remember when I was in the industry full time that industry, and many will not take opportunities because they're afraid to stretch out of their comfort zone. I lived in cities that I had never lived in because of the opportunities, and that was a part of, if I wanted the opportunities, a part of my compensation and the level in which I was in property management in the time that I was in the industry for a little over 12 years, it required for me to live on site of these beautiful communities that were in different cities that I wasn't accustomed to, that I may have just heard about and in some cases may not have heard of, but yet the opportunity was taking me there. But imagine if I would have stayed in my comfort zone and said, no, I can't move because I don't know this area or that area. It's different in all of this. And many of us, we, again, allow the fear and the doubt to prevent us from working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. So number one, we want to understand and we want to have this mindset, raise our consciousness to understand that the reality is tomorrow is not promised. I share that with you in the story around my dad and his diagnosis and his transitioning, that tomorrow was not promised. And I came to know that reality at a whole different level on that journey with dad. We think the people around us, they're invincible, that they're Superman and Superwoman, that, you know, they're always going to be around. But the reality is that there are times when we will lose people. That's all a part of the cycle of life. I don't mean to be morbid. It's not doom and gloom. It's the reality of life. One day we're birthed into this world, and one day we will leave this world. But as I stated earlier, the key is what will we do with the dash in between? Because tomorrow is not promised. And we're looking at the key reasons why we don't reach our dreams, understanding that 98% of people don't fulfill their dreams. And so number one, we have to have clarity. We have to have this clear vision. We have to envision it. We have to have make sure the vision is clear. Write the vision and make it plain so that we can see it clearly. That we cannot allow fear and doubt to hold us back. That we get paralyzed and stuck. We're in the quicksand of fear and doubt. That we cannot stay in our comfort zone. We have to be willing to stretch out of our comfort zone, to experience new things, to try new things. We have to take risks, calculated risk, nevertheless, but nevertheless, we have to take risks. We can't be afraid to step out, try new things, go in a different direction. We have to stop procrastinating. Woo, this is huge for many of us, understanding tomorrow's not promised, but yet for many of us, we're constantly putting off for today what I can do tomorrow. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow. We often put things off that we can do today, tomorrow. And before we know it, we're looking up and we've just been living life procrastinating. And again, I challenge you, in those areas of your vision and achieving your goals and living out your dreams, if your life ended today, would you be pleased with your end result? Or would you have regret saying, gosh, I wish I would have did that yesterday. I kept procrastinating. I kept putting that thing off. And I could have done it, but I was lazy. I stayed in my comfort zone. I didn't master my time. See, people usually take time for granted. Many of us do. We have this entitlement to time. We assume that, oh, yeah, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I got more time. I got more time. That's all I have is time. But the reality is that time is not promised. And so if we don't live each day as if it were our last, and we don't do all that we can do today, you know, it's been stated, Franklin Covey actually, in speaking about time management and time management quadrants and systems, that out of the 24 hours a day that we have, that breaks down into certain areas, 8 hours of leisure time, which I would love to know who gets 8 hours of leisure. No one in my circle gets 8 hours of leisure time, maybe in your circle, because I'm flocking with eagles that are all about purpose, and none of them get 8 hours of leisure time. They maximize their leisure time to the fulfillment of their vision and their purpose and living out their dreams. So that is key. There's 8 hours designated for work, and the reality is many are in the workforce. There's 8 hours designated for sleep, rest. I don't get 8 hours of rest because my body doesn't need it. I often share with individuals in my coaching practice when we're discussing time management and the time management quadrant that we have to, first of all, step back and understand and know how much sleep does your body require. It's different for everyone. Like, I can get 5 good hours, I'm charged, I'm good to go. 5 to 6 good hours. And as I mature in age, chronological age, my body requires a little bit more, and it may shift from time to time. That's why it's 5 to 6, depending on what my week has been like and all of that. So even if we just said 6 hours, I've gained, quote, unquote, 8 from the 6 hours. I've gained 2 hours because the standard is 8 hours. So I have 2 additional hours to focus in on working my vision, right, so that I can achieve my goals and live my dreams. But what happens, many of us, we'll just kick back on the easy chair in our comfort zone and, you know, veg out in front of the boob tube, as they would say, that couch potato brainless time, instead of maximizing the additional time. For some, the reality is your body requires 8 hours. And, you know, it's important to determine and assess what your body requires. And there's nothing wrong with giving it the 8 hours if that's what it needs. But if your body doesn't need that, know that you can take ownership of those additional, that additional time, get out of that procrastinating, and work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live your dreams. And that's what this journey is all about. I want to do a quick pause point because it's amazing how quickly time flies. It's like, whoo, it's flying by here. This hour of power goes so quickly. But I want you to know that I'm going to open up our lines for those that are listening in. This is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. We encourage you to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe you want to ask a question. You have a comment around what we're talking about today. Tomorrow's not promised, as we're looking at the key reasons why individuals don't fulfill their dreams, don't live out their dreams. I would love to hear from you. Are you getting anything from what is being shared today? Are you leaving and you're investing this hour of power? Are you leaving more equipped? Do you feel like you've gained some insight, some richness that would support you to continue forward with your vision and working that, with achieving your goals and living out your dreams? If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Or you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your laptop or desktop or tablet, iPad. You have to actually physically dial in and press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will add you to our host queue so that you can interact live with us. And we love the richness that happens when you engage and interact live, and would love to hear from you. So don't be shy. Don't be scared, as they would say. Meanwhile, we're going to continue on this journey looking at and talking about Tomorrow Is Not Promised as we evaluate the key elements, the keys as to why people do not achieve their goals, why they do not reach their dreams. And number one, we said it's a lack of clarity. Bottom line, simple, you can't see what you can't do. You can't do what you can't see. I apologize. So there's a lack of clarity. You cannot see what it is that you're trying to achieve. You cannot see the vision that you're trying to work. Therefore, you will not live out your dreams because there is clarity that's lacking. So you have to get clear. Number two, you're stuck in this place, this zone of fear and doubt. It has paralyzed you. It is hindering you from moving forward. And so instead of redefining this energy of fear and doubt, you're allowing it to prevent you from moving forward. And we want to get to that place of redefining it that no longer is it allowing me to get stuck, and I'm stuck in this quicksand, but I'm now learning how to shift that energy. Bottom line, you're not achieving your dreams and you're not living out your vision. You're not working your goals because you don't want to get out of your comfort zone. You're allowing yourself to stay stuck in your comfort zone, on your easy chair, and you're just kind of leaning back on the hammock of life instead of allowing yourself to be stretched and challenged because you are afraid and you have doubts and all of that. And as long as you stay in that place, you will not achieve your goals. You will not work your vision and you will not live your dreams. And for many of us, it's procrastination that's holding us back. You keep procrastinating. You keep putting off for tomorrow what you could, in fact, do today. Maybe it means you burning the midnight out, burning the midnight oil, working late on your vision so you can achieve your goals, whatever that looks like. After you get off from work, we talked about time management. You're not working your time properly. You're not maximizing and gaining, regaining those extra hours from sleep. You're on the easy chair for those quote-unquote 8 hours of leisure time. It's been stated that a wise person would maximize that leisure time towards the fulfillment of their vision. So instead of saying, oh, I've earned this 8 hours, but yet you're frustrated, you're disappointed with where life has taken you, but yet you don't want to do anything differently. And so get off that hammock of life and get in the game, as we talked about earlier, that life requires that we jointly participate. You're not going to get what you desire if you're not in the game, if you're not in the race, if you're not on the field, if you're not on the court. You cannot sit on the bench and expect to achieve great results. And finally, for many of us, we simply quit. We have the mindset of a quitter. And this is the key. This is the reality that a winner never quits. And you may have heard this quote, and a quitter never wins. I believe it was Napoleon Hill. On this quote. So don't be one that's constantly throwing in the towel. You're constantly quitting. You know, this is the thing that many of us, we're quitting at that 70% mark, that 80, that 90 yard line. We're quitting just before. And lots of time we quit. We're right there. We can see the finish line in front of us. But before we get there, because life has gotten too difficult, we throw in the towel. We quit too soon. My mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, they talk about the boiling point that many of us, because life gets us in that hot spot, the boiling point, we turn the heat off instead of pressing through the adversity to get to the other side, to get to the finish line, to a win. I remember seeing an amazing YouTube video story about this young lady who, and I didn't know I was going to share this story, so I don't have it up in front of me, but this young lady who was in a race, and she was at the front of the pack. Oh, my gosh, she was doing great. Suddenly, she fell down, and everyone, the commentators, began to say, oh, wow, she had such a great lead. There's no way she will recover from this. She fell down. She lost her lead. She had to get back up. Is she going to get back up? But she got back up. She realigned herself in the zone. And do you know that she won the race? Everybody had counted her out. Everybody said there's no way she can recover. And not only did she recover, but she won that race. May have been by a small margin, but guess what? It didn't matter. She did not quit.
quit. She did not quit. And I tell you, her victory was sweeter than sweet because everyone counted her out because she had a great lead and she fell down. She had to get back up. She had to muster up something even greater. She had to pull on this inner strength and power to now make up that time from the fall, to get back in the race, to get back into stride. And now for those that were passing her by when she fell down and had to get back up, she had to dig even deeper. What is it that you have to do to dig deeper? Understanding that tomorrow is not promised. Don't quit. Don't quit on your journey. Don't just throw in the towel and you're at the 70, 80, 90 yard line. See your journey through. Finish the race. Go all the way to the victory of a win. Woo-hoo! See yourself running, hitting that line. And just imagine, I made it, victory, I completed the race, I achieved my goals, I worked my vision, I lived my dream. Oh, it's so sweet. When you can see and you can experience the markers of success, it is so rich and so sweet. So as I prepare to close us out on today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I want to encourage you, don't give up on your dream. Work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. Maybe you didn't ask a question today or make a comment. I want you to know as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and we truly trust that you've gotten some richness from what was shared. You've gotten some great information that will continue to support you in charging forward, in working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams. We do have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, and we would love to continue the dialogue. It is an open group, so if you're not already a part of the group, you can just simply request to be a part of this group, and the invitation is open, and we would love to hear from you. Ask a question, make a comment. Maybe there is a particular topic that you want to hear some richness around that you would benefit from. We would love to hear that as well. Or you may have a show guest that you feel would bring a richness around their story. We would love that as well. So we encourage you to engage with us through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. You can follow Coach Adams through Twitter and as well on Instagram, Coach Adams for you, Coach Adams for you. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Of course, each installment is rich. You don't want to miss next week. I want to stay connected and in touch with you. If you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, shoot us a quick email at coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com To learn more about Coach Adams, you can visit coachadams.com, or you can just give us a call. Hey, pick up the phone. I love to connect with people. That's a part of what I do and who I am. So you're welcome to call at any time, 310-289-2101-310. 289-2101. Do know that a part of the Coach Adams brand is that we have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We have our Shape Up and Win 4 Hours of Power live workshop, our Win Shop, great time of strategic training, vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. All of what we do brings in those elements of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. We have group coaching, individual coaching, speaking, teaching, training. Coach Adams is a certified teacher, trainer, coach, and speaker with the John Maxwell team. So a lot of different resources and richness to bring to you
and to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I want you to know above all that I'm truly for you. Hashtag I'm for you. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Looking forward to engaging with you on next week.